villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us cling in vulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died as they worry and grieve. Defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. See, I have God for
and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My dear friends, to prepare ourselves for this Eucharist, we thank God for his blessings and we ask him to forgive us for all our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that men fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns within the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of earth. For the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, or how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery I released you, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right and to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God.
Alleluia.
Today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. He said to them in reply, an evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, for a long time, when I was in Nigeria, I was going out with my friends, and we travel from Ibadan to Lagos, like an hour plus, to just go to a restaurant to eat. Like these days, looking at it, you know, a young guy, it appears stupid. Like, how do you have to travel an hour plus? Take all the risk just to go to a restaurant to eat. When around us there were so many other good restaurants where you can eat whatever you want. Until one day we also saw a different place that is very close by in our community, but we never went there because in our head, that one that is outside that we have to travel 1 hour is better. And that's what Jesus is saying this morning. There is something here in your midst, and you don't even see it. Because there is always that tendency for us to feel that when it is outside, you know, then it's better. Then we become blind to the graces, to the abundance of blessings around us, in our families, in our homes. And Jesus is saying to them, you are looking for signs. The mistake you are making is this sign is already given to you in your midst. And we are blind to those signs of God's blessings. So during this period, we know the abundance of blessings God has given to us. But many times we take it for granted. So this therefore becomes a time for us to sit down, reflect, and see. As much as possible, we know that the pandemic was very, very devastating, both for those who died and the stress it caused on each and every one of us. But it also created time for so many people who, unfortunately in our world, we are so busy trying to make money that we forget ourselves. So many people cannot even sit down and rest and relax with their family members. Parents had no time for their kids because they are at work, you know, doing work and all that. And they fail to enjoy the moment to be with their family. But sitting down, Jesus saying, what do you treasure most? Something greater than Solomon is here in your midst. Can you open your eyes that in the midst of the challenges we face, in the midst of the difficulties in our lives, to know that God is ever present. There is something gracious happening in our midst. So it's not only when it is outside, it's for us to open our eyes to appreciate the gifts of our family members, the gifts we have in our husband, the gift we have in our kids, and appreciate the blessings of everyone we have in our midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. My dear friends, let us offer our prayers and petitions to God.
For all members of the church, may the Lord strengthen and protect us, his servants. Let us pray to the Lord. For all people, may God look graciously upon them and lead them to the peace that only he can give. Let us pray to the Lord. For the elimination of every disease and affliction, let us pray to the Lord. For this community gathered in prayer, may the manifestation of God's kingdom in our midst help us lead holy and faithful lives. Let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful departed, and at this Mass, we remember especially John J.J. Healy, Flora O'Malley, and Katie Workman. May they rest in peace and rejoice in the presence of God. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the special intentions we hold in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty and eternal God, we thank you for having answered all our prayers, for we made them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands may become for us our bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands may become for us our spiritual drink. That your sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, the sacrifice from your faithful servants, and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all saints with one heart bless you. Therefore we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this all and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, and the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Well to the light of your face. Have mercy on us, all we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
The communion antiphon. The Lord, the gracious, the merciful, has made a memorial of his wonders. He gives food to those who fear him. act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have in view with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. My mighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us go in the peace of Christ. St. Michael, the defend us in battle. Be our defense against wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the realm of souls. Amen.